donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and we told you, you know, the last thing we just did there about all liars will have their place in Lake of Fire, and of course the media comes in major on that. And here, if you remember when this whole COVID thing started, we told you right from the beginning, before anybody had taken the first shot, before anybody, remember, weeks before the first shot was given, Wendy Wilson was here with us, and we showed you that this new vaccine that they have is not a vaccine at all. It's literally a bioweapon. And we told you that this so-called vaccine, hundreds of animals.
All of them died.
That they tested it on all died.
All of them died.
And so you know, if somebody comes to me and says, look, I want to try this as an experimental vaccine, you know, and all the animals we tried it on died, but we want to try it on humans. You know what? I would say no. That's what I would say.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. I would too. I would too.
Okay,
well, come on. We did.
Yeah, we warned people and warned people. Don't take that, folks.
Yeah.
Don't take it. Do not take it, okay? And now we're finding out that the people that got the shot were four times more likely to get the COVID,
that's right.
And then and they were four times more likely to spread it and die from it.
But not only that,
those that got the shot were about eight times more likely to die from the shot than they were from the COVID.
Okay? But you know what? What we showed at the church was the film with the woman from BitChute, off the website BitChute, the Sasha Latipova who did the money trail.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that everybody ought to take a look at that because it shows that basically it's where it started, which was the Department of Defense, and it traces every penny to everybody and at what level. And that's what they really people need to see.
And we told people time and time and time and time again that Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson, we're all reporting directly to the Department of Defense.
Absolutely.
That's why they weren't brought and sued and jailed, because they had the Department of Defense to be there.
For
their defense, not ours.
Not ours, that's
not
right.
Not ours at all, okay? All part of the depopulation program, huh?
That's exactly right.
That's what it is. So anyhow, so we're going to play you a clip. Now, we want you to, in this clip, you're going to hear, here are some of the people you're going to hear in the clip. One, Xavier Becerra, the so-called czar of health, okay? Klaus Schwab, Obama, Biden. And now we're going to go into the echo chamber, show you, like we've told you, how they all will pair it, even using the exact same words. It's called the echo chamber. They turn on the echo chamber out there. You're going to hear Bill Gates, George Bush, Rachel Maddow, and you're going to hear Mr. Fauci, Mr. Cuomo, Sean Penn, AOC, that's Alexandria Ocasio, whatever her name is, Cortez, Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay, and Joyless Blowhard from the PU, The View, and Whoopi Cushion, Goldberg? Yeah. And so you're going to hear all of these people. Boy, I'm just telling you that they're telling you that some say if you didn't get the shot, you shouldn't be able to get any kind of medical treatment or
That's
anything.
Right.
then you're responsible. You're a murderer if you don't get the shot. Well, guess what? We didn't get the shot. We didn't get the COVIDs, okay? They got the shot. They got COVID over and over and over and over. You know what that proves? That's like a scientific experiment that proves those people are stupid, okay? That's what it proves, okay? You see, but anyhow, go ahead and take it away, Sean.
We want to make sure that people can discern the truth from the misinformation. And we want to make sure that everyone understands that no one's safe till everyone's safe.
No one is 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 safe.
Nobody's safe.
No one is safe.
Nobody is safe.
This is a post 9/11 axiom. Safer, but not yet safe.
No one is safe. No one is safe. No one is safe. No one is safe from COVID-19 until everyone is safe.
If the whole world isn't safe, none of us are safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
Nobody is safe until we're all safe.
Health experts have been saying nobody is safe.
Nobody is safe until everybody is safe.
Nobody is safe.
The science is clear.
None of us are safe.
There is no safety.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe until everyone is safe.
No one's safe.
Nobody is safe.
Nobody's safe.
No one's safe.
We'll never be safe
until we're all safe.
We are never going to be safe.
99.5% of people are safe and will survive COVID-19.
The only positive thing out of this is we should be able to manufacture a lot of vaccines. And
nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
You don't have a choice.
As long as not everybody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. So
you need to get vaccinated. And if you don't, you are going to die.
I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know who they are.
The unvaccinated people.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this.
If you are the unvaccinated, you are the problem.
You're the problem.
Condemn them, shame them, blame them.
The only people that you can blame are the unvaccinated.
Frankly, we can't trust the unvaccinated.
They should not be part of polite society.
The lunatics who won't take COVID vaccines walking around lawfully unvaccinated. That's psychotic.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
You have no right not to be vaccinated.
You don't have the right to contaminate someone.
You can't go around pointing a gun in somebody's face, which is what it is when people are unvaccinated.
They are all idiots. And losers.
This is a real movement in this country against the unvaccinated.
Jennifer Aniston is cutting non-vaccinated people out of her life.
The unrepentant unvaccinated.
They should be removed from the hospital.
Those who refuse to be vaccinated should be denied health care.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy, rest in peace, Wheezy. You're...
Some doctors are saying they'll refuse treatment for people who choose not to get the shot.
Why are hospital and ICU resources going to them?
Morons who will not get the shot.
The unvaccinated clowns.
Idiots who think that they can do their own research.
Don't do any of your own research.
Doing your own research is associated with conspiracy theory circles.
This go-it-alone approach, doing your own research,
that can have serious consequences.
You should get prison time for even questioning the vaccines.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research?
That phrase, do your own research, four words, four little words that are hurting America.
Doing your own research hurts America.
Everybody has a supercomputer in their hand that empowers them to do their own research, and that's the problem.
You must not do your own research.
I need to do my own research.
I don't ever understand what that means. I'm doing my own research.
You can't do your own research unless you're a scientist.
Don't do your own research.
Maybe you've told yourself you're playing it safe, you just want to wait and see since this is a new vaccine. No.
Grow the f*** up and get the vaccine.
Unvaccinated people spread the virus.
Get the vaccine, you dopes.
Don't be a f***.
Get yourself vaccinated. That's just all there is to it.
There's no excuse.
No excuse for being unvaccinated.
There's no rational and no emotional argument that adds up against getting your shot. There just isn't.
But you made a conscious decision not to get the vaccine.
I also have natural immunity. So for me, personally, this vaccine poses a greater risk than a benefit. I'm also not a risk to any of you. Let's look at the science.
So we see that the natural infection is given greater protection, or slightly greater protection, than vaccination.
This is a vaccine that was created to prevent severity of disease and to prevent hospitalizations. But the vaccine does not prevent you from getting COVID and does not prevent you from transmitting COVID.
Oh, my goodness.
Reality,
no,
we have
that's
seen that.
Not so. Come on. No, you've been at Fox TV too long.
You have to enjoy.
I just really don't think that we should allow
Sonny,
this kind of misinformation.
Again.
Mr. Sandman, get the vaccine so that you don't get COVID-19.
When we poke ya, well, we know you're gonna be safe from COVID infecting you.
The virus stops with every vaccinated person.
Do it so you stop spreading terrible disease.
And that vaccine, a key goal is to stop the transmission so that you get almost no
infection going on whatsoever.
Expectation for vaccines is not to get infected.
A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not infect them.
When the virus gets to you, you stop it.
You're not going to catch it, you're not going to get sick, you're not going to transmit it.
The vaccine is absolutely bulletproof.
Vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
100% effective at preventing COVID.
A vaccine prevents you from getting infected.
It is to keep you from getting it and then spreading it.
We have the ability to stop COVID in its tracks.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Biden tests positive for COVID-19.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
Dr. Fauci tests positive for COVID-19.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
The CDC director tests positive for COVID-19.
Get your vaccine.
Pfizer CEO tests positive for COVID. Pfizer CEO tests positive for COVID again. CDC director tests positive for COVID again. Fauci tests positive for COVID again. Joe Biden tests positive for COVID again.
Cases up 258%. The majority of these cases are among the vaccinated.
And this area is the most vaccinated part of Massachusetts.
So many fully vaccinated people are testing positive.
So people here are a bit angry.
We are all really concerned about what this means long term.
I was vaccinated and I got COVID. And almost everyone we know with vaccinations had at least one bout of it.
Our vaccines work better than we could have possibly hoped they would work.
We are not the problem. The problem are the unvaccinated.
The unvaccinated threat.
Unvaccinated people are a threat, a direct threat.
The threat to all of us.
The unvaccinated are a risk to all of us.
People have a right to be protected from the unvaccinated.
Maybe there should be laws that allow them to be kept out of the building.
So at least, thankfully, they're not breathing the same air.
Their freedom to breathe will diminish. Start firing the unvaccinated.
If you don't vaccinate, you'll be fired.
Time to come down on the unvaccinated.
They should be banned from the VA. Banned from restaurants, banned from other businesses and colleges.
Companies should not treat us as equals.
Place unvaccinated people under arrest.
It is the unvaccinated that has put America in the place that it is.
We are losing freedom because people are unvaccinated.
Anger towards the unvaccinated.
I'm furious at the unvaccinated.
Frustrated with Americans still not vaccinated.
Not to be vaccinated seems criminal.
Suspects face years behind bars for coughing on police officers.
Their freedom.
For them, charged with terrorist threats.
You have no individual rights when it comes to the vaccine.
Really, you're killing other people.
We're being attacked by unvaccinated.
It's the unvaccinated who aren't wearing masks. It's the unvaccinated who aren't social distancing. It's the unvaccinated going to crowded indoor events.
It is not your right as an American citizen to catch and transmit a potentially fatal infection.
So screw your freedom. We can coerce you.
You're not going to be able to travel to see your family.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes. You really shouldn't have anyone unvaccinated come to dinner. That's just a huge risk.
If you want to come out into public, if you want to live your life, you need to get the vaccination.
It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary.
You should have to show that you're vaccinated in order to go places.
Unvaccinated tennis player can't travel to the U.S.
If you're not vaccinated, you're not welcome.
Our patience is wearing thin.
Why hasn't the president focused more on scolding the unvaccinated?
The refusal has cost all of us.
Continued damage the unvaccinated are doing to themselves and the country.
How come migrants are allowed to come into this country unvaccinated, but world-class tennis players are not?
You know.
And back to our lead story. The
pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The fact is, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Experts call it
a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Still a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The disease of the unvaccinated.
It is the unvaccinated who are the problem.
Period. End of story.
The unvaccinated also put our economy at risk.
This is a tyranny of the unvaccinated right now.
The unvaccinated, not the vaccinated. The unvaccinated. That's the problem.
That's the pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Pandemic of the unvaccinated. Vaccinated.
All this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
Pandemic because of the unvaccinated.
When you get the vaccine, you will not die.
That's right. That's right.
This is a simple, basic proposition. If you're vaccinated, you're not going to die.
If you're vaccinated, you don't have a risk. It's as simple as black and white.
You are not going to die if you are vaccinated. That's it. Full stop.
You're unvaccinated, you're at risk. You're vaccinated, you're safe.
A majority of Americans dying from coronavirus are vaccinated. COVID-19 isn't a pandemic of the unvaccinated anymore.
We didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's
a fairly low fatality rate, and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is.
All right, there you go. This COVID, 95 point what something American people were not at risk with COVID. Basically, the elderly, the folks that were, you know, especially in nursing homes, the ones they kill off, the ones Governor Cuomo kill off, okay, those that had, you know, respiratory problems, so on and so forth. But when it comes to the vaccine, those people, we had more stories. I've talked to more people. Again, we had one fellow that called, and there were five siblings in one family, all, you know, from their late 40s to their late 50s. And this fellow had called me. He'd gotten our newsletter. He heard me on the radio program talking about this. And they all, the family always did everything together. And they decided they were all going to go get the poisonous poke. And he says, I wouldn't do that because, and he tried to explain to him. And they said, oh, you're a conspiracy theory guy. Well, they all went and got, they all got it but him. All four of his siblings died.
Died, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so now they sent the most lethal doses of that. See, there was like six different levels in those vaccines they sent to red states.
But it's funny, that's a caveat right there. Why are there different levels? You see what I'm saying? I mean, like, I don't think there is in polio or in, like, chickenpox and things like that. But in this one, it was handled different. But if you think about it, too, it's really not a vaccine. This is something that can't swim, that doesn't have feathers, doesn't quack, but it's a duck. That doesn't make sense.
Well, it's a bioweapon.
Well, exactly. We know that. Yeah.
It was used to, as a weapon. It was made for the military.
That's exactly right.
Here's the other thing. Here's to answer your question. What they did is they have doses that were very weak and some that were literally placebo. And they would send these out to large blue areas, large blue population, blue voters. And then they would, where people would take the shot, nobody gets sick because they weren't really the vaccine. They were basically, then they would go and they'd take a poll and show how they had a 1% or less, okay, which was totally rigged. But it's the exact type of thing that Democrats do. This is the way that they live. This is the thing that they do. And, again, they were sending the lethal doses to red states, okay? Mm-hmm. But people should have been known better than to take them. I mean, we tried to tell them, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, think about it. Going back to the animals dying, if everything in the testing's not coming through being tested, then that ought to be the reason you don't do it. I mean, I thought that the mice would have to live in any other drug test.
Yeah.
You know, and if they were dying, then that's the red flag. Then that nixes that right there.
Yep. Alrighty. Comer dropped $5 million Biden bribe bombshell. That's a $5 million Biden bribe bombshell in letter threatening Chris Ray with contempt over subpoena FBI whistleblower documents. Comer dropped two bombshells Tuesday in discussing FBI's complaint that the search terms for the document requests are too broad. Comer added the term 5 million or variations of 5 million, saying this was the dollar amount the alleged bribe paid to Biden. The other bombshell was that the FBI told the committee it had many CHS confidential human sources reports on Biden in that period in the question of the subpoenaed document on June 2020. To narrow the breadth of the subpoena, we are providing additional terms based on unclassified and legally protected whistleblower disclosures that may be referenced in the FD 1023 form. June 30, 2020, and $5.6 million. These terms relate to the date on the FD 1023 form and is referenced to the amount of the money a foreign national allegedly paid to receive desired policy outcomes. Despite the committee's subpoena being narrowly tailored to June 2020, FBI staff indicated that the search terms were broad because there were many responsive documents containing the term Biden in the CHS database for that month. Well, I'm going to read you the letter very quickly that was written to Chris Wray. On May 3rd, 2023, the committee sent a letter to the Federal Bureau of Investigation regarding legally protected and highly credible unclassified whistleblower disclosures. As previously stated, the whistleblower disclosures indicated that the FBI and the Department of Justice, two very, very corrupt, I mean very, very corrupt organizations. Now, let me just say this too after saying that. There are still good people working in the FBI, okay? And even in the Department of Justice, how do we know that? Because the amount of whistleblowers, and that's one of the problems that Congress has. There's so many, there's more whistleblowers now. And I encourage you folks out there that working in the FBI to do the right thing. All I'm encouraging you to do the right thing. Look what they've done. These crooked cops, look what they've done. They've ruined the reputation. What do your children think about when they hear about what's happening with the FBI? What do your neighbors think when they know you work for the FBI? And so you need to really, I encourage you to do the right thing and blow the whistle on those corrupt people. We got to get them out of there. They have been weaponized against us, the American people. The FD 1023 forms, including within any open, closed, or restricted access case files created or modified in June 2020, containing the term Biden, included the accompanying attachments and documents. Well, this goes on and on. Basically, they try to use a lot of terminology to lighten what it is. But the bottom line, I mean, this letter is like 3 or 4 pages long, and it talks about all of the evidence they want. Now, the FBI to turn over. Now, the FBI has these files. They have all this evidence about the Biden crime cartel, you know, selling America, you know. And, of course, we know, they know everything about how Biden crime family is involved with human trafficking and child trafficking. They have all of that, okay? And so here, my question is this. What is it? Because we know this all goes back to Hillary Clinton, too. Hillary Clinton's a big part of that. What is it that Hillary and Biden have on these intelligence agencies? What do they have on Chris Wray? What do they have on Merrick Garland? Because that they are too afraid, because they know if Biden goes down, and like Hillary said, if Trump gets reelected, we are all going to jail. We're all going to hang. She said we're all going to hang. So what do you think it is? Oh, I think it's all kinds of criminal activity.
But there's probably so many things going on that we don't even talk about. And I mean, and all of which, it's like looking at somebody and we'll say that there's 1,000 reasons they can go to jail, and we're talking about 10 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole problem there.
Yeah. Alrighty. What do you have there?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I've got. I've got Donald Trump announces he'll release all of the JFK assassination files if he's reelected president. And says if Donald Trump is reelected, we will finally know what really happened regarding JFK's assassination. This represents an about-face from the former president, who previously told Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Yeah,
if you saw it, meaning the JFK files, you wouldn't want to release it. And what he says is that a Gateway Pundit readers know that the issue of JFK's assassination has reemerged into the public conscience thanks to his nephew and Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He recently spoke with Jim Hoff regarding his uncle's assassination. Kennedy believes that the CIA was involved in some fashion or form. Now, there also have been various other theories regarding JFK's assassination, including Vice President Lyndon Baines Johnson's alleged involvement. Legendary politician or operative Roger Stone wrote a book about why he believes JFK was killed. Now, once the JFK documents are released in full and unredacted, all of the speculation will officially end. Only Trump has promised to give all these disclosure to the Americans. I think that's amazing, and I think it's, you know, for those of us that are old enough to remember, this was something that we knew was fishy and was never resolved.
The last person to say that they were going to, if elected president, they would bring that and reveal that was JFK Jr.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He said if he was elected when he ran for president, he would reveal that. Well, he knew what we knew. He knew that the CIA was involved. Remember, his dad, JFK, wanted to eliminate the CIA. He wanted to shut them down.
That's
okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
He made the point that they had become an entity within themselves. And then there was another fellow that wanted to do that, and his name was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now there's another fellow who says he would like to do that, and that's Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so remember what Chuckie Schumer said? Dude, if you think you can take on the intelligence agencies, they've got six ways to Sunday to get you. In other words, they're a part of the corrupt. They're simply a part, a corrupt part, thuggery of the Democratic Communist Party. That's what they become. There's absolutely no integrity left there at all, is there?
Well, that's correct. That is absolutely correct. Yeah. And I really think, too, that, like, Garland is still angry and bitter about not being on the Supreme Court, and so he's on a mission.
Yeah, he made it very clear that, yeah.
Yeah,
that,
he's that on a mission, yeah.
Yeah, that he's going to go out, and because Trump kept him from being nominated. Yeah.
Being nominated, that's correct. And like, so, he is definitely on a mission.
Yeah, well, you know, that mission might end up landing him in jail. This is why I think that they're going to pull out all the stops. They're going to have to try something. Now, this corrupt judge that have set Trump's trial up into March, I think it's or April, of right in the middle of the primary, okay? I think this is going to backfire on him because what happens, that will be, like Trump said, that is election interference. And that's going to come back on that guy, okay? And we're going to have the country praying against him. We are. We're going to do that. Okay.
But see, if you think about it, though, so far, nothing's been done to any of these people about the things that they've done. There's been a lot of saber rattling, but nobody's has really been reprimanded or say, punished legally, if you will. And until something happens to somebody, you're going to have all of that. Did you see that the woman today from the Department of Justice answered back to whoever was interviewing her? She was, had they read the Durham report? And she was on the stand, and she said, no, I haven't bothered to read it. And he got on her about it. But basically, my point is that this is that stonewalling, that stance, and that arrogance to stand there and to do that. And so far, nothing's been done to any of these.
Well, here's what's been done. What has been done is the light has been shined. People now see how corrupt this is, these congressional hearings. They see. Now, they took a poll, and a huge number of people said, had they known any of this, they never would have voted for Biden, okay?
Right.
But now they know it. See, now they know it, right?
Well, 70% of the Democrats polled don't want him to run. 70% right. of the Democrats okay. don't want him to run again.
But let me tell you what else this has done. This has been another real hard shot to the credibility of the mainstream media. The mainstream media, the echo chamber, they've lost credibility. Only less than 30% of the people that listen to the mainstream media, less than 30%, believe what they say. 30%, okay?
Yeah.
And what else is happening? Well, because of that, independent media like us is growing by leaps and bounds. They're growing by leaps. So now what's going to have to happen? If they can get this out of a D.C. court, let's just say they can pull this thing to the Supreme Court, then you're going to put people like Garland and Ray in jail. But see, the problem of it is the Justice Department, you know, that is so corrupt, and that's where it's supposed to go to, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you got to get it out of those D.C. courts, because the D.C. courts are all corrupted.
That's correct.
Okay, so there you go. But you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to open the phone lines and take some calls.
Sounds good.
We're going to do that at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. And we'll be back right after this.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vicky Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege. Woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. Now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
Alrighty, we are back. Boy, the whole board's lighting up over here. Let's start out with Mac. Mac, you're in the air.
Hey, thanks, Pastor, for taking my call as always. Love your show. Listen, I just found out something that ought to alarm people. I was in the Navy for 20 years, and I found out now people that don't have citizenship can get their citizenship by joining the military. Isn't that something? I can see through that. That's to get people that aren't patriotic in the military so they can turn the military against. So that's one thing. And I always call to talk about prayer and fasting, which I never stop doing. But I have another solution. And I've mentioned this to different talk show hosts, but I can't seem to get traction. Could you imagine, Pastor, what would happen if there was a nationally syndicated conservative radio show in Spanish? Boy, would that flip the script. I go to a Spanish Baptist church in Coatesville, and I'm fluent in Spanish, and I've asked people, I've taken a poll, they would love to have a Spanish conservative radio program. And let me just give you a little sample. Damos y caballeros, que hora que viene la hora conservadora. Si está acostumbrado a escuchar Jorge Ramos, cambie el canal. ¿Qué hora viene? La hora conservadora. Un programa de radio talk que mira la noticia a través de la Constitución y la Biblia. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're accustomed to listening to Jorge Ramos, change the channel. Now you're entering into the conservative hour, a conservative radio talk show that views the news through the Bible and the Constitution. If I could get...
All righty, get to it. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? I was listening to, and somebody interviewed Naomi Wolf on a book, and they say, are you an anti-vaxxer? And to start the interview, and she's got really peeved. She said, that's not the question. In other words, this is a linguistic trick to even say this is a vaccine and you're an anti-vaxxer. It's just a trick. It's not a vaccine. And then after what he says, I should have challenged her. And in the meantime, she's reporting on 3,000-plus scientists and doctors that went through over a million pages of papers. So how can you challenge someone like that? Nobody can read on their own a million pages. You have to, you know, she's giving the citations. Another thing is, high doses of vitamin C that, work against the nanoparticles. Vitamin C is also the number one thing anybody can take for their disc, the collagenous fibers in the spine. If you read up on that, you can look at Google Scholar as one source, but there's very fine blood vessels that feed into the disc material, and the main thing that helps keep the disc intact and at the full volume is vitamin C. So that's another reason to take vitamin C. But my question is about Psalm 50. I was looking at that, and in verse 18 it has the word consent, and then that correlates with Proverbs chapter 1 saying verse 10 saying consent. In other words, do not consent when you see this stuff. Don't go along with this stuff. And then verse 3 and 21 talks about the Lord. People think the Lord will be silent in Psalm 50. And then another verse that said, he will speak, I will speak. And then he says, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. But that also has personal applications to where he will tell you. But also the bigger application is judgment, I think, particularly from verse 3 in Psalm 50. It's talking about the Lord showing up with judgment.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it means. It means exactly what it says. It says our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour him, and it shall be a tempestuous round about him. And so that's exactly what it means. Means that God is going to, it's his judgment. And he shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. All done. Okay, I got to move on, but thanks. Let's go to Hal. Pastor Hal, you're in the air.
Yeah, I was reading in Proverbs 29:2. It said, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. That reminded me of when Trump was in office, God really blessed this country and the people were rejoicing and happy and everything. But then the second part of that says, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And nothing could be more graphic than what from day one of Biden's regime and everything, where he started undoing every blessing that God gave us through President Trump's presidency. And it's such a shame. I just pray that the people in this country will repent of their sin condition and turn to Jesus and ask him to save us, because God will save us if we come with repentant hearts to him. And
that's what he's waiting for, huh?
I know. That's what he's waiting for.
Absolutely. Stay right there, Hal. Let's go out to John in Minnesota.
Hey, guys. You guys are great saints. I wanted to talk about this new film that Caviezel is doing. Sound of Freedom. I think it's coming out June 4. And it's about, the obvious, the freedom that's lacked in America. But also it's addressing the whole pedophilia issue, which is becoming just rampant along the border and all through America. Minnesota just passed a law saying that pedophilia is a protected class now. So what they call minor attracted persons, MAP, those are a protected class now. So they aren't going to be prosecuted for pedophilia.
And your state legislator did that?
Yeah, somebody just printed a great article in one of our Alpha News Art broadcasts, which is a great source of info for Minnesotans, talking about all the crap bills that were passed this legislative session. It's like two pages of just garbage.
So let me ask, see, your state house passed this. Has it gone to the Senate yet?
Yeah, it's gone through the House, Senate, and to the governor.
Oh, gee.
And has the governor signed it?
Yep.
So there you go. The state of Minnesota has just shook a rebellious fist in the face of an angry God. Okay?
Absolutely.
And so just remind them, people, what's going to happen out there. Yep. You know, you need to pray against that state legislator. You need to pray that whatever it takes, that God brings them down. God removes them, each and every one of them. Because what they just did, remember what the Lord Jesus said about those that harm the children. And that's exactly what they've done. These people have become extremely evil and wicked.
Yep.
And there you go. All righty, well, thanks. I've got to move on. Let's go to Jack. Jack in San Diego, you're in the air.
Well, I don't know if you guys caught it, but something very interesting today. There was a warning from Microsoft that China is hacking into our infrastructure, and they're expecting a severe disruption in communications.
That's why all of the senators are getting satellite phones. Microsoft warned Chinese state-sponsored hackers dubbed Volt Typhoon attacked critical U.S. infrastructure. We've known that. Volt Typhoon is able to infiltrate organizations using unnamed vulnerability in a popular cyber security suit called FortiGuard. Microsoft said once the hacking group has gained access to a corporate system, it steals users' credentials from the security suite and uses them to try to gain access to other corporate systems, CNBC reported. The Chinese hacking group attacked numerous industries with the intent to gather U.S. intelligence. We've known that. I mean, they've been working. Look, when Biden is bringing in thousands and thousands and thousands of Chinese nationals into the country, they're working from outside and inside, you know.
Well, I think the point of my call tonight is you're right there. It's more than a coincidence that they're supplying all the U.S. senators with satellite phones. They're expecting something to happen, but it sounds like from Microsoft, something is about to happen that is imminent. And I'm just wondering how a disruption in communications would affect everyday life with ordinary citizens. And are your listeners prepared for an event like that? And I've recommended in the past that one thing everybody should be doing is taking cash out of your bank accounts, because any type of communications interruptions could delay your ability to get your funds out of your bank.
Well, all of these things go on, but your funds, you know, you're going to be wondering what they're going to be worth now, okay?
Well, look, if there's communications disruptions, you may not be able to make electronic transactions to purchase things. You may need cash to purchase things.
I know that, but, you know, here's the other thing, too. You start drawing large amounts of money out of the banks, and watch how quick you're going to have to fill out all kinds of paperwork and how quick that they're going to limit the amount that you can withdraw.
Right. Well, I think if it's over 10,000, they're supposed to report it, but it's
if
not.
It's over 3, they report it now. It's not 10 anymore. It's 3.
It's not illegal to take cash out of a bank. You know, they can report it all day long. But it's your money. You have a right to keep it in cash. And
tell that to Ken Hovind. He spent 10 years in prison for withdrawing his own money.
Who was that?
Dr. Ken Hovind, probably one of the top scientists in the country.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. We had him on this radio program. We helped him all those years he was in prison, but I've known him for over 40 years, and that's what they got him for, because he was such a debater when it come to creation science. He was destroying the opposition. He was actually taking on three of the evolutionist professors at a time and destroying them. The college kids were going up. I mean, he was becoming like a rock star to these college kids, and all he was doing is he was using his own money, withdrawing it, and they sent him to prison.
Well, look, there's something that I might talk about in the future that's more effective than an armed revolution, and that's the economic revolution. But I wanted to leave with a question for you, Pastor Ernie. The other night we were talking about divine intervention, and if there were divine intervention, what do you, in our present situation, what do you think it would look like?
I don't know. I really don't know what it would look like. I know if there was divine, there would have to be repentance. There would have to be repentance before there would be divine intervention. And I think it might look like revival in this country. But we don't know. So we can't limit God. Let's go to Steve.
Hey, Pastor. You're killing it like you always do. I don't know, should I say that on the radio?
Yeah.
All the things that we have learned, the figures, the amounts, and I heard, what was it? Lindell said Trump got $83 million and Biden got $64 million. But there was about 3,250 counties in the United States. But Mayor Adams, who has a little over 41,000 illegal alien immigrants, whatever we're going to call them, from 140, 50, 60, 76 countries, whatever they're supposed to be, he said there's a little over 108,000 cities and villages in the United States. If everybody just took a little bit, everybody would have a place, we wouldn't have any problem. You think that might be a little code there for maybe down the line that everybody's going to, buses are going to be going traveling everywhere on the highway? I mean, 108,000. He knew exactly what to say, in other words. So it's like, why send them all here? Let's send them to all 108,000+ cities and villages, aliens, so illegals. You think they might be trying to do that now since when, you know?
They've been doing that. What they do is they get these very small towns, very small, with maybe a population of 500 people, and they send in 2,000 adults, and they literally take over the town. They have elections. They become their own mayors. They turn them, they turn these little country towns into communist headquarters, if you will. But I think a lot of this is going to backfire on him. I think a lot of these people that they're bringing in here to rig the elections and to, they're going to say, no, you know what? I got away from that. That's what I ran away from. And I think many of them are going to say, I'm not going to be a part of that anymore. And so, but we'll find out, because, again, the enemy, I have to laugh when they were talking about Swalwell and Fang Fang, how they were concerned that Fang Fang is a communist spy. Well, of course she is. But who can be more communist than Swalwell? Who can be more communist than Biden? That, you know, that is like, it just amazes me, okay? That these people, the stupidity, it just amazes me. There is no longer a Democratic Party. It is a hardcore communist regime. And that's reality. But I got to go. And so let's go to Hal. You've got 5 minutes, Hal. I'll tell you when you're down to a minute.
One quick comment I want to make. A guy came on there a little earlier saying he wished there were Spanish pastors along the border preaching the gospel on news stations and everything else to the aliens. I think that's a great idea. I'd like to see every Spanish pastor that's a born-again Christian that can start a church for those aliens to start it, then start preaching their pants off, get as many people saved as they can, because it's a battle going on for souls. And if we win their hearts and minds to Christ, we can win their politics too, because the Bible's a conservative book. We got a conservative God. He's against sin and all this other junk that the woke is coming out with. That woke is totally satanic and antichrist. And if we got to make these people see that. But now, listen, everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now, I know you'd rather go to heaven than go to hell. And this present crime administration that's running this country right now is turning this country into such a cesspool, it's going to be unbearable to live here in a very short time. And Jesus is coming back soon. That's a fact. And you got to be ready for him. And the Bible says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repentance is admitting something to God he already knows anyway. That without Jesus Christ in your heart, you're lost and on your road to hell and going to have to pay for your own sins. But when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. In full, he transferred your guilt and mine onto his son, Jesus. And when Jesus said it is finished, that meant God accepted what he did in our place. See, God said sin had to be paid for. There's no getting around it. But he allowed Jesus to pay for your sin and mine instead of us having to pay for it by going to hell for all eternity. But now the decision is yours, what you want to do with it. Ephesians 2:8-9 says it's a free gift. If you believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you want to ask him to come into your heart and give to you that payment, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, he'll do it. He wants to come into your heart and save you, but he's got to see repentance there. You can't go on living like the devil and think, you know, you're going to go to heaven because, you know, you did this or that or your good works or any of that other junk. You could be a member of every church in town and then go to hell with all your membership cards. And you could get baptized so often that it's unbelievable and still die and go to hell. But the blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Jesus hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your heart right now. And he said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That means you don't get to heaven by the Pope. You don't get to heaven by being a good Baptist or Methodist or church member. You get to heaven by coming humbly before Jesus Christ and asking him to come into your heart and wash your soul clean with the blood he shed for you on that cross. And so my job as a preacher is to lead people to Jesus Christ. If you want to receive that payment, Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, or in other words, hear my word, which you're doing right now, and open that door, I will come in. So if you want Jesus to come into your heart, you can do it right now. We can say a simple prayer together. I'd be glad to lead you a few words at a time. But even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God. So what do you say we pray? Dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe, Jesus, that you died on the cross and shed your blood to save my soul. You transferred all my guilt and all my sins upon yourself, and you pay the payment in full. And Lord Jesus, I right here and now ask you to come into my heart and give to me the payment you paid in my place on that cross so I can have eternal life. And nobody or anything can ever take it away from me once you give it to me. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer and meant it, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Believe on meant that you received him as your Savior and that you may know. How do you know it? Because God made you that promise and God cannot lie. So that's why I know if I died right now, I'd be in heaven before my body hit the floor. And same with you. So God bless you, and I'll see you in heaven. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, very, very good. And folks, again, we always want to say no one's ever regretted getting saved. No one's ever regretted going to heaven. But I'm going to tell you, the folks that went in the other place, they regret it. I mean, we're out of time. We've come to the point. We come and every night at this time to say good night. God bless, and ready?
always
ready?
Keep fighting the fight!
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative? Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschatz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.